Hi, and welcome to ICTU Can. This is Jane Nichols, and I'm talking to you from Dunedin, New Zealand. It is Monday, the 16th of April, and I am in my school holiday time in Dunedin. One more week to go before we get back into the classrooms. The topic of this podcast is to look at different types of podcasts in elementary schools or primary schools. And I thought during my research and my job presenting this sort of thing to other teachers, I get to look at an awful lot of podcasts and to see how teachers are innovating and using this technology in their classroom. So I thought I might as well put this all together in a podcast for people who are starting out or looking for new ways of using podcasting. I know when I first started, the first podcast I heard was KPE, and what they did was use podcasting to present book reviews, and that's how I started in my classroom. It was the only model of podcasting that I'd come across, so therefore it was finding it a bit difficult to think of another way to use podcasting. So I'm going to present to you six classroom podcasts today, three from the USA, one from Wales, and two from New Zealand. And they're all using their podcasts in different ways. So here we go. The first podcast I'm going to present to you is called Small Voices. You can find this at kinderteacher.podomatic.com, and the links will be hopefully on this podcast, because it's a new thing I want to learn how to do. The teacher there, her name is Kathy Shields, and she's a kindergarten teacher in Georgia. But the podcast is not just in the kindergarten, but it goes all the way through to, I think the eldest one I heard was year five. So it captures the learning throughout the whole school, and it does some cross-class things as well. So you have the older kids working with the younger kids in the podcast. They also post videos of the staff having fun. So this is a podcast which the whole community can get involved in and see what's happening in the life of the school. The thing that I particularly like about this podcast is that it has some good examples of how you can use podcasting to good effect with kindergarten children. Lots of people question how you can use this technology with the younger grades, but I think it's vital to use it with the younger grades. Think of a child retelling a book that they've just read or have had read to them into a podcast and being able to listen to it over and over again. Have them read into a podcast and cut out the pauses for them to listen back and hear themselves as proficient readers and practice. So this is a really good podcast to have a look at if you are teaching in the kindergarten or younger grades, and to get some ideas from there. The second podcast from the United States is one called Roland Elementary. It's from Roland Elementary School, which is roland.podomatic.com. This is a school in Southern California, and they apparently won an award in the 2006 Digital Voice Awards in LA. This has some enhanced podcasts and audio podcasts, and the types of things they've done on theirs are some skits, readers theatres, and they started off with something called Roadrunner Radio. This was a radio show, a news show with recaps of the learning and the events in their school. So it's interesting to see this podcast as it develops from a new show into experimenting with ways to use it in their reading program. So that's the second one. The third one from the United States is called Anderson's Podcast. I couldn't find out much about the school. I think it's called Anderson's School. And the thing that I really liked about this podcast is that they had their student council members, people who were trying out to get onto the student council, they recorded their speech as a podcast and uploaded it to this podcast site. Wow, I was thinking about that. Imagine each of the classes then listening to the speeches and discussing who do they think would make the best candidate for their student council. I thought this was a fantastic idea, and it really made the whole student council voting system seem real. in the United States, you have lots of candidates for elections on the news or in the radios doing their election speeches. This made it real for the classroom. So I thought that was a really good idea. Okay, so they're the three from the United States. The next one I wanted to tell you about is Sefyn Forest from Wales. The teacher there is Paul Harrington, and they're in the valleys of South Wales. I think there's some podcasts on there from, I heard, from year three through to year six. But what's really interesting for me is to hear what's going on in a primary school in Wales. It's an area that you don't really, well, in New Zealand, we don't really hear much about. It's near England. That's about as much as the students would know. And it's fascinating to hear about their cultural activities and celebrations that they get up to over there. The podcast that Paul is putting out over there covers all the school activities and things that they find interesting going on in their classroom. One really interesting thing about this podcast is that this school in Wales has a connection with the next podcast I'm going to talk about, Alana's Appleby Showcase. This is by a teacher named Alana King in Nelson, New Zealand, at Appleby School. And she got together with Paul Harrington from Wales and they decided to do some cross-continent podcasting. So Alana sent a stuffed kiwi to Paul's class. Paul sent a tiny teddy to Alana's class, and they started podcasting with each other, sending off these stuffed animals to little adventures and taking photos and recording their activities so that both schools could hear a lot more about a different culture. These two schools then had a Skype video conference and got to talk to each other that way as well. So it became really powerful learning for them. Both of these podcasts are well worth a listen to get some ideas on how to use podcasting in your classroom as a start. In Alana's podcast, she has got some recordings of visitors to the classroom so they can listen to those sorts of things again. She does a great job of using her podcast to bring the whole world into her little school in Nelson. And then she shares that learning back out again through the podcast. Other things that are on this podcast are just the general happenings in and around the school and the community of Nelson, and also some poems that they've been writing. So some really good examples there. The last New Zealand podcast that I wanted to talk about is my own. Little shameless publicity. No. I started off podcasting. It's room5.podomatic.com. And as I said, I started off with book reviews. And I thought, I want to find something different than this. And the next thing that I moved into was poetry. It lends itself beautifully to poetry. But we used enhanced podcasts, and the project that I gave the students was, firstly, we wrote a poem about a feeling. They had to choose a certain feeling. Then they had to use a digital camera to create still images to represent that feeling. And one of the things I said to them was I didn't want to see faces as much in this to represent these feelings. I wanted to see images, something that said that feeling to them. Then they put that all together onto GarageBand with some background music and sound effects, all to support the feeling. And we put those up as enhanced podcasts. So those are the six podcasts that I wanted to showcase for this week. And in summary, some of the activities that people have realized that podcasting is powerful for is one, showcase learning in your classroom. Let the community inside the door and see what is happening. Poetry is another powerful thing that it has been used for. Recording your visiting speakers and your students' reactions to your visiting speakers is really powerful because then you can go back over and over again. What did that visiting person say about this? Well, we can go back and have a look Do you agree with him? Have you changed your mind since we've done some research? All of that sort of thing. The fourth thing is collaboration with people from different countries. We're all on the same journey, and it's really interesting for the students to see that someone in Wales or in the United States or in New Zealand may be learning similar things. They might be doing it in different ways, but we're all the same. Fifth way you can use it is the radio show format. There's lots of examples out there for kids for this to be your starting point, because students get to see the news all the time. Reader's Theatre is a way that you can use it during your reading program. The speeches I thought was a wonderful idea. It's something I would definitely use in my classroom, because we do speeches to elect a sports monitor each term. So I'm thinking we might have a go at that. Book reviews, it lends itself wonderfully to that. And the last thing that podcasting I think is really good for is language learning. Getting students who are learning a second language to read it into a podcast and listen to it back will do more for helping them to self-correct their phrasing than just speaking to a partner. So there you are, in a nutshell, in 11 minutes and 45 seconds, I have reviewed 6 wonderful podcasts that I hope will give you some ideas on how to start podcasting in your classroom, because the power of one voice can change the world. And that's what we're doing here through podcasting. We're giving our students voice, and we're giving them an authentic purpose, context for learning, and an authentic audience. So good luck on your podcasting journey. Have your students out there have a listen to these podcasts. Please post comments back on the podcast that you listen to. Nothing gives the students in these classes a bigger buzz than knowing that someone somewhere is listening to what they've got to say. Okay, and that's it from me. From sunny Dunedin on a beautiful autumn day, I hope that your day is going beautifully. Goodbye.